Figure 11.7, A through E, is a way to think of how the ECG waveform that we measure on the surface of the body is formed. What we have is a voltmeter with two electrodes, one hooked to the plus terminal, one hooked to the minus terminal, and a scale indicating the amount of voltage. The electrodes are placed on either end of a very large cardiac cell. The cardiac cell naturally has a negative charge on the inside and a net positive charge on the outside. This results in a transmembrane potential of the inside relative to the outside being a negative voltage. However, if we're measuring just the outside surface like we are in figure 11.7a, what we'll see is a net positive charge on the negative electrode and a net positive charge on the positive terminal, and our voltmeter will indicate 0 volts. As the depolarization event begins, positive ions rush to the inside of the cell, creating a net positive charge in the far left part of the cell in figure 11.7b, and negative ions will appear, a net negative charge will appear on the outside of the cell, and therefore we'll have a little bit of negative charge on the negative electrode and a lot of positive charge on the positive electrode. Therefore, we'll read a slight positive deflection in the voltage needle. This process continues until the entire cell has depolarized, at which time you'll have a net positive charge on the inside, a net negative charge on the outside, and on a surface electrode you'll have a collection of negative ions under the negative electrode and negative ions under the positive electrode, and we'll be back to 0 volts.